Let's pull out the squeeze box, shy. Woo! Yes, here he is, ladies and gentlemen, live from San Diego. It's the one and only Cajun apologist, Carlo Broussard. Hey, Carlo!
Hey, hey, hey.
Now, can we get a little A.E. this morning?
A.E.
There you go.
Hey, I got to say, that next jam and jazz y'all have, yes. Y'all got to bring some of that accordion over there, man.
Oh. Hey, Carlo, you need to come. Why don't you bring it?
Yeah, you bring it.
Great idea.
Way to go, Gabby.
Well, that was the whole point. I was hoping you would ask.
Yeah. We're going to have to talk to the boss man.
We're going to have to set it up, right?
Yes, we will. Man, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, we could do a little Jesus and music, Cajun music.
Hey, I love it.
That would be a first, and yeah. We're always open to firsts.
That's exactly
there
right.
Oh, wow, man. I know it's early where you are, but, man, today we need to call on the saints more than ever. Our country
indeed.
Needs a healing, and so we can use all the help we can get, right?
Amen to that. Yes. Yeah. So we're wrapping up our little series on yes. answering objections to the intercession of the saints. And for this last segment of the series, we're answering objections to the appropriateness, or we're continuing to answer objections to the appropriateness of requesting their intercession.
Okay.
So in prior segments, we answered a few objections to the ability of the saints to pray for us. So in other words, some Protestants might say it's futile for us to ask them for their prayers because they're unable to hear us, or they don't have the power to hear us, whatever.
Right.
So these objections, this category of objections, are against the appropriateness. So we shouldn't be asking them to pray for us in the first place because they somehow take away from Jesus. Or in this case, one we're going to look at today is it's forbidden by the Bible. In Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 10 through 12, the Bible forbids communicating with the dead, or what is called necromancy.
Yes.
And what do we do as Catholics? We're asking a bunch of dead people to pray for us. We're talking to them. We're communicating to them. So it would seem that we are guilty of engaging in what the Bible calls an abomination before the Lord.
That's serious.
So how do we respond? Mm-hmm. So can you kind of feel the weight of that objection?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys have ever had this objection posed to you, but here's how we can answer.
Okay.
First, the condemnation that we find in Deuteronomy 18, 10 through 12 is a condemnation of conjuring spirits, like bringing spirits up from the dead, in order to elicit secret knowledge beyond ordinary human knowledge apart from God. That's what the context suggests. So,
okay.
For example, the context includes other forms of inquiry beyond ordinary intelligence. It forbids divination, forbids seeking a medium, a sorcerer, and a wizard, all of which have to do with an attempt to gain knowledge beyond ordinary human intelligence.
Hmm.
In fact, the Hebrew phrase, which is translated as necromancer there in Deuteronomy 18 in our English Bibles, literally means an inquirer of the dead. Mm. So notice it's this idea of seeking secret hidden knowledge beyond ordinary human knowledge in ways apart from God. And then the subsequent instruction that Moses gives concerning the common prophet gives us more support of this interpretation. So, for example, in Deuteronomy 18, verse 15, Moses says, God will raise up a prophet, him you shall heed. Verse 18, I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them what I shall command. A prophet who speaks in the name of God without God's command, or speaks in the name of other gods, shall die. There in verse 20. All of these instructions come immediately after Moses forbidding the Israelites to go to the sorcerers, the wizards, the necromancer, seeking that inquiring knowledge from the dead. So the whole point of this passage is, Israelites, stop going to these other sources for secret hidden knowledge beyond ordinary human intelligence. You go to the prophet to come, the prophet like unto Moses. From his mouth shall you seek knowledge from God. So Moses is instructing the Israelites, commanding the Israelites, stop seeking the secret knowledge apart from God. You must seek knowledge from God.
Wow.
And that is what Moses is condemning, this idea of conjuring up the spirits from the dead in order to get the secret knowledge beyond ordinary human knowledge. Yeah. And this is what, you know, Saul does in 1 Samuel 28 when he goes to the witch of Endor, conjures up the spirit of the prophet Samuel and seeks knowledge about the impending war and the battle that he's about to fight. That's what the Bible is condemning. Now, is that what we do as Catholics? Absolutely not. So what we do as Catholics in saying, hey, Mary, or St. Francis of Assisi, or St. Thomas Aquinas, please help me, please pray for me, please ask Jesus to give me extra grace today.
Mm-hmm.
That is not what the Bible is condemning in Deuteronomy 18. In fact, the Catechism of the Catholic Church in paragraph 2116 condemns exactly what the Bible condemns in Deuteronomy 18. It says that the attempts to gain hidden knowledge through occult means,
yeah,
quote, contradict the honor, respect, and loving fear that we owe to God alone. And it goes on to condemn all forms of divination.
Yeah.
We must reject them, it says, because it's recourse to Satan, or all forms of divination which are recourse to Satan or demons, conjuring up the dead or other practices. These are things that we must reject as Catholics.
Yes.
So necromancy, which is what the Bible forbids in Deuteronomy 18, 10 through 12, is not what we do as Catholics when we ask the saints for prayers. In fact, as my colleague and friend at Catholic Answers, Jimmy Akin, likes to point out, the flow of information is actually the other way around. So the Bible is condemning seeking this knowledge from the dead, right?
Yeah.
So we're like going to the dead. You know, the flow of information is from us to the dead. With the intercession of the saints, it's actually the other way around. They're not giving us information. We're giving them information, right?
Yeah.
So we're making known to them our requests, whereas in divination and necromancy, it's the dead who are making known to us certain knowledge.
Now, Carlo,
so that's one major objection. Yeah, go ahead,
Carlo,
Stacey.
You know, I'm listening to you and you're saying that Catholics don't do these things. What I'm hearing is that our faith calls us not to do these things. We are obligated not to do these things. And yet, in our world, we are surrounded by these opportunities that call to us where we intentionally fall into divination or necromancy or
that's
other things.
Right.
People, because we simply out of ignorance, you know, possibly, or maybe it's intentional. Could you give us some examples of how we might be doing that in our modern culture today?
Yeah, well, I mean, definitely whenever people participate in Ouija board activities,
yeah,
or they go to psychic readers,
yep,
right.
These are modern day examples of people communicating with the dead, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the problem with this is that very often it's not spirits of deceased human beings that you might be communicating with, although if in God's divine providential plan he would allow that to take place, it would still be evil. But very often you're in touch with demons and demonic activity.
That's right.
And so this is where, man, you're opening the door to some serious problems whenever we participate in this stuff.
That's right.
And I mean, you know, it's the fundamental problem is that we are seeking this knowledge apart from God and apart from his design. And God calls us to seek knowledge. Amen. We're made for knowledge.
Yes. Yeah.
But we're made to come to know that reality in accord with God's plan.
Mm-hmm.
And if God wills to give us some sort of hidden knowledge beyond ordinary human intelligence, which
yes,
he's already done through his son Jesus Christ, ultimately in divine revelation. But in private revelation, he has done that, and he can still do that. But we should not be seeking after that stuff, because that implies that what God gave us through his son Jesus isn't enough.
Mm.
So we shouldn't be going around chasing all of this secret knowledge stuff,
gotcha,
through,
yes,
whether it be through regular means or occult means.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. And we're out of time on that note. How can we get in touch with you? Do we need to do another segment next week?
We're going to start a new series. How about How to Talk to Protestants About Mary?
Awesome.
Ooh, yeah.
Woohoo! Love it.
God bless you, Carlo.
God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you guys. Thank you all so much. You have a great day.